Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, brethren. We are all welcome to the Sunday school for today, Sunday, the 18th of August, 2024. This recording is from the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki Phase 1, Lagos, Nigeria. The topic for today is the new heaven and the new earth. Lesson 51. The new heaven and the new earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, don't let me pass away with this world. Help me to live in the new heaven and earth in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week's lesson was on the millennial reign. The millennial reign of Christ is a period of 1,000 years of a glorious kingdom of Christ on earth after his return from Armageddon, the place in which God will gather his enemies for destruction. The millennial reign will begin at the end of the tribulation period and elapse before the emergence of the new earth and new heaven. May we not be present at the tribulation period in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible passage for today is taken from the book of Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. I read, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city named Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. 5 and the last verse. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Amen. The memory verse is taken from the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. I read, But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us look at the introduction. In the days of Noah, the world was destroyed with water. But God has promised that he will no more destroy the world with a flood. Let's look at Genesis 9, verse 11. Genesis 9, verse 11. I read, And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there anymore be a flood to destroy the earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The end of the world described in 2 Peter 3 verse 10, which is our memory verse, as the day of the Lord will occur after the final judgment by God. This scripture reveals that the universe will be destroyed by fire. Therefore, believers should bear in mind that this present world will not last forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us go to the outlines. Outline 1. The topic is the passing away of the heavens and the earth. The passing away of the heavens and the earth. The prophet Isaiah foretold the passing away of heaven and earth. Let's look at Isaiah 34, verse 4. Isaiah 34, verse 4. It reads, And all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine. And as the falling fig from the fig tree. This refers to the physical heaven and earth, the natural world, and all its contents, but not to the inhabitants of heaven and earth. To pass away is to disappear or be no more. Amen. The heaven in 2 Peter 3 verse 10, which is our memory verse, refers to the physical universe, the stars, planets, and galaxies, which will be consumed by some kind of tremendous explosion, possibly a nuclear or atomic reaction, that will consume and wipe out all matter as we know it. All the elements that make up the universe will be melted in the fervent heat. Let us look at 2 Peter 3 verse 12. 2 Peter 3 and verse 12. It reads, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. This will also be a noisy event, described in different Bible versions as a roar. NIV, which is New International Version, a great noise, KJV, which is King James Version, a loud noise, CV, which is the Contemporary English Version, and a thunderous crash, the Amplified Bible. There will be no doubt as to what is happening. All this Bible are trying to explain the way it will happen, but they are all saying the same thing, that there will be a noise, and it will be terrible, and it will be a destruction. And it shall not be our portion in Jesus' name. Everyone will see and hear it, because we are also told that the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us go to the outline two. The topic here is emergence of the new heaven and the new earth. In Revelation 21, verse 1, it reads, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Amen. John writes of a new heaven and a new earth in the eternal state, having seen that the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Let us look at Isaiah 65 verse 17. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Amen. God will create a new heaven and a new earth, which will include the new Jerusalem, the capital city of heaven, a place of perfect holiness, which will come down from heaven to the new earth. This is the city where the saints, those whose names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, will be forever. Peter refers to this new creation as the home of righteousness. Let's look at 2 Peter 3 verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Perspective. Knowing that heaven and earth will pass away gives us perspective in life. This world is not our home. We are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. I shall be there, you shall be there, and Lord John shall be there in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus tells us to have the proper priorities. That is in the book of Matthew 6, verse 19 to 20. I read, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Amen. Also, Peter, after reminding us of the temporary nature of this world, says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. We have been able to go through the first and second outlines. Let us look at the class activities. The class activities. class activity one. It says, how should believers prepare for the day when the world and elements will melt in fire? We should make sure that we are raptured at the time of rapture so that we will not be left behind. Also, we should live holy and righteous life and look forward to this great event of our Lord Jesus Christ coming for us, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Our class activity two. It reads, the class members should identify common spots or stains which could tarnish a believer's life of holiness. There are many, but we just mentioned a few. Lying, anger, malice, pride, unforgiveness, laziness, procrastination, and so on. They are little foxes that can spoil the vine. So we should be careful that we don't allow these spots and wrinkles in our holy life, because all these things are not good enough, and they are not even good at all. We should not allow them, in Jesus' name. Amen. In conclusion, believers should remain faithful to the end, because there is the hope of eternal life with God beyond this present world. We shall surely make it to heaven. We shall not be left behind. Whatever it will take for us to enter heaven, may God help us to be prepared. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take the closing prayer. Father, help me to always be pure and holy till the end. Father, help me to always be pure and holy till the end. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying.